It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Al Warden told me that he was going to bring a moon rock over later today. He hoped to be able to get it to bring here. And so I thought maybe it might be a good idea to look at some rocks from Earth, some Earth rocks. So I have a geode, an agate, and a flint. Let's take them to the kitchen and show them to you right there on the kitchen table. Hi, fish. Don't know what that moon rock will look like, but these are rocks that are found in different parts of the Earth. This one's called a geode here. You notice anything strange about it? That's a rubber band. You know why I have a rubber band around it? Well, I'll show you. This is a geode that was cut in two. See how it sparkles? This is an old, old, old rock that somebody found, picked it up, and sawed it in two, and see how beautiful it is inside. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Okay, that's the little part of the geode, the big part of the geode. This is another kind of a stone. It's called an agate. It's very smooth. Pretty, isn't it? This is another kind of stone called a flint. It's kind of rough. Hadn't been smoothed out. A little earlier I was trying to see how this sounded, the two parts of the geode together. Listen. Put the agate inside the geode. See how that sounds. Nice, isn't it? And the agate against the flint. That's different too. I'll play a game with you. Here's the little part of the geode, the big part of the geode, the agate, and the flint. Now don't look at them, and I'm going to take one of them away. Remember now, little part of the geode, big part of the geode, agate, and flint. Now take a look and see which one I took away. Little part of the geode, big part of the geode, and flint. Agate and flint. Try it once more, all right? Okay, look now. Let's see which one I took away. Little part of the geode, big part of the geode, agate, and flint. All of these belong to a friend of mine who is a lapidarian. His name is Jim Dorsey. And I just borrowed them from him, and he's going to be over at Bob Trow's today at his workshop working on some of his stones. So I thought maybe we just might go over. He told me we could. So why don't we go to Bob Trow's workshop and take our geode, our agate, and our flint. Okay? Come along. We'll see some of the other things he has.
All rolling the rocks, just enough to cover whatever you have in there. Just enough to cover it.
Thank you. Hi, Bob. I've been showing my friends these things. You know, they look pretty, but they also sound nice. Listen.
Yeah, they have a very nice natural tingle to them.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to this.
And slide the halves together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can't slide the halves of the other one together.
What's that?
Look at this one, Fred.
Oh, another geode. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, really nice.
Now, they're natural crystals.
Each one is different.
Look at this wee little one here.
You know, they're like people, these rocks. Everyone is different.
It's like
a baby geode. Look at that.
They are beautiful.
When you slice them open, you never know what you're going to get. Mm. We were just in the process of loading a tumbler here.
Oh, no, what's all that about?
Well, a tumbler is used to polish rocks. Nature puts the polish on the crystals, but man has to put a polish on stones. Now, these stones we are loading in the tumbler. And you feel how rough they are?
Oh, yeah. They're not shiny at all.
No, they're not. But we'll get them shiny. Now we would load them in here. And normally we put water and an abrasive in there. But at any rate, we put the top on. And we were just getting ready to get this started. And so that you can see how the tumbling action takes place. Mm-hmm. This is done with a tumbler.
And you say you put those rough stones and some water, and is this the abrasive?
That is the abrasive that we put in here with the water.
Well, what's this do?
Well, now that will rub against the stones, and being harder than the stones, it will scratch the stones.
Oh, I see.
And yeah. Polishing is just putting a series of smaller and smaller scratches on top of stone.
It just wears it down. Right?
And it wears it away. Now, this is a tumbler, and the stones will run in there for 30 days.
30 days?
Not in the same grit. We do change, but...
These things have to go around and around for 30 days.
That's a whole month. Now, we'll turn that off because it's a little noisy without the water.
What about lucky stones, though, Jim?
Lucky stones? Well, they're stones that children find or... anyone can find laying in their backyard, even.
But they're not through a tumbler. What makes those shiny? Anyway?
They're made shiny by the abrasive action of sand that's just on the ground.
Oh.
Nature rubs them down.
Jim, what will these look like when you get them out? Something like this?
Well, they will look like these. This is the way they look when they're finished. They're shiny.
Look at those beautiful things.
Now we have...
And these were all dull before you...
These were dull. In fact, they were like this group I have right here. They were just broken up stones.
You never know quite
beauty.
What they're going to be when they're finished either, do they?
No, they don't stay the same shape. They will lose some of their size, and they'll pick up different shapes, and they'll be very interesting and have a nice polish on them when we're through a month from now.
Tell me, what are these? These look like balls.
Well, they are balls. They're stone balls. They're properly called spheres. This one is one that is very pretty.
Look at that.
We have various others. This is called crazy lace.
Crazy lace?
Crazy lace. Can you imagine that?
Where does that come from?
That comes from New Mexico. It's a very interesting stone. All these stones you do not find in your backyard, but they are very interesting.
Mm. My.
And this one here is another one that has an interesting pattern on it.
Kind of looks like a map of the world, doesn't it?
It does look like the world. Like to rub them up a little bit and give them a nice polish, you see.
Yeah. What kind is this?
This is called rhodonite.
Rhodonite?
That's a piece of quartz.
This is quartz? Looks like it has little needles in it.
They're little gold needles that are in the natural quartz.
Look how that picks up the light.
To think that all these things are in the ground. Isn't that fabulous?
Now that's tiger eye. Comes out of South Africa.
Boy, that's beautiful.
And that particular one is called golden tiger eye.
I guess just because it looks like the eye of a tiger, doesn't it?
I imagine that's where it gets its name from, Fred.
Now, how do you make a rock into a sphere like that?
Well, there are several steps, but let's go to where we polish it, because mm-hmm. you have to take a saw with your rock and cut it into a cube, a square.
Mm-hmm.
And you start and knock off the corners, and when the corners are knocked off with another saw, then you come to a unit like this, and you put it in here using some of the same grit that mm-hmm. we have in the tumbler, along with water, which you feed to by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it on here, and that little thing goes around,
mm.
and it will gradually cut the stone until it becomes round. Then when we get ready to put a polish on it, we don't use the tumbler for it. We do it on here, too, but we put a piece of felt there with some powder, some cleaning powder, or cleaning powders. Use cleaning powder. Some people do in the tumbler,
mm-hmm.
but we use polishing powders. And we hold it here. You see how that jumps around? And you hold it right there and turn it until you get a polish on the surface. It might be a little hard to hold, but you try it, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, it is.
It is hard. You have to get used to doing it. But,
I want to see if
Try it again. And it's just a matter of moving it around.
Oh, it takes an expert hand like yours to... Oh, my, that really is hard to keep on.
Well, if you get used to it, you would find it's not too difficult to hold. This happens to be hard to hold because my wheel is just a little bit off, but you have to follow the same wheel with the same ball in order to get the shape you want.
Well, that is just fascinating.
And we use these various things in polishing stones. But that's what this machine is.
Thank you very much for including us in this. You know, my friend and I are interested in all sorts of things.
Well, we're glad that you're able to come over.
Particularly things that you can find... You find these things in your own backyard throughout the country, don't you?
Mm-hmm. That's right, depending on where your backyard is.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Nice seeing you, Fred.
So long, Fred.
Bye-bye. Now we can start that going anytime.
Okay. So long, Fred.
What these are, I just found these along the way. Hear what they sound like? Well, there are two stones. You know, city people can find stones in vacant lots. Country people can find them. Oh, in the woods or in the stream. This one must be very, very old and have been in the water somewhere because it's rubbed so smooth. Let's get the trolley. Hey, two stones, two birthdays today. Yes, it's Panda's birthday and Daniel Striped Tiger's birthday. You remember they wanted to have a ride in King Friday the 13th's plane. Let me see something. Here's one. How about some balloons on the trolley? Just pretend, and some balloons on King Friday's plane for their special happy birthday ride. Daniel and Purple Panda could be waiting with Yoshiito, the pilot, and they're all waiting for Al Warden to come, astronaut Warden. Ready for that make-believe? Okay, let's have some birthday make-believe today in the neighborhood.
Look at the trolley. Yes, lovely trolley. With the balloons and all.
And the streamers.
Oh, excellent trolley, yes. Very nice of you to be so festive. Yes, for Daniel's birthday.
It sure is.
And for Panda's birthday. Oh, yes, it's Panda's birthday. Where is Panda?
Well, Panda's looking for astronaut Worden.
Oh, did he want to ride up to all those planets and all?
Yes.
Well, just so you're careful, Missito. You know, that's what I care about, that you press the right buttons and do all of those things to take you there and bring you back. That's what I'm interested in.
Oh, we'll be very careful, Your Majesty.
Oh, good.
He is coming. He is coming.
Oh, there's Panda.
I saw him coming.
Where is he? Happy birthday, Panda, incidentally.
Thank
where is
you.
He? Where is astronaut?
Where is he? Yes, I don't see him.
What are you all looking for?
Oh, we're looking for you.
Yes, we're looking for you.
We thought you'd be flying.
Oh, no, sometimes I like to walk.
It's Panda's birthday, astronaut Worden, and it's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday.
You may fly them wherever you wish. Pilot Ito will be your co-pilot.
Where would you like to go first?
I would like to go to Planet Purple and see it once again.
Well, I'd like to see the moon again, and it's right on the way.
Good.
Well, how are the birthday boys? Daniel, happiness to you, and Panda Boy, happy
we
to you.
We are having a fine day, Lady Elaine.
Well, it's not raining, is it?
Not anymore. So now we can go on our airplane trip.
Ah, oh, that's great. Well, I see you here, Wordy. Tell me, are you going to the moon?
Yes, it's right on the way.
Well, would you take something for me?
What is it?
It's right over there.
What is it, Lady Elaine?
Yes, what is it, Lady Elaine?
Well, it's a surprise for the moon, sweeties.
A surprise for the moon?
Mm-hmm. Did you not know what day this was?
Yes, it's Daniel Tiger and Panda's birthday.
It is also another special day. It is the moon's birthday.
The moon's birthday.
Yes, you see, happy birthday, moon. You see, I found it in my book about birthdays.
I see. So we'll give the moon a birthday cake.
That's right. You can give it to the moon, but you can also have a piece of it yourself,
good,
too.
Good.
That's it.
Well, we'd better get going.
Shall we? Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Bye-bye.
Well, fine trip to you.
King Friday.
Yes, Daniel.
Thank you very much for letting us have this birthday ride.
Oh, you're very welcome. And may you have many happy returns, if you know what I mean.
Sure, dear. Look at them get in there now.
Come on, Yoshi.
All in?
All right.
Okay, ready for the checklist? Okay. Let's see. Battery on. Radios. Fuel. Controls okay.
Mm-hmm.
Instruments. Okay, we all set?
Good.
Yes.
Okay, horn.
All set.
Cake. Okay. Clear. Ignition.
This is what we have been waiting for.
Oh,
contact.
I know. That great?
Daniel, you ready to go?
I'm all ready.
Okay, make sure you got your seatbelts on.
My seatbelt's all fastened.
Here we go.
Oh, good.
Oh, there they go, Fairchild. Happy birthday, Daniel and Panda.
Happy birthday, Moon.
Trolley, there they go.
Oh, wonderful.
Happy birthday, Moon. That's certainly make-believe, isn't it? People couldn't go off in a plane like that to the moon or planets. No, Do you remember that real rocket that Al Warden and his friends went off in to go to the moon? And remember that big space suit that he wore? I have some pictures here. Here's a picture of Colonel Alfred Warden in his space suit going off to the moon, getting ready for it. And here's a picture of the rocket that he went in with two other men. I guess it was crowded in there, three big men in a small space like that. Yeah, I know children who sometimes play that they're going off into outer space and they put chairs in a corner of a room like this. And then this becomes their imaginary rocket ship. See, they just drive it from here and make up all kinds of pretend they ask their friends to help them. Oh, maybe that's he now. Let's go see. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery. Well, I'm certainly very excited today.
Well, why?
Well, I just saw Colonel Warden down the street, and he's on his way here with the moon rock.
Oh, good. He's in town then. That's fine.
Yes, he is.
You'll stay and see
him, won't you? I certainly will. I offered to carry the moon rock for him, but he said he had to keep that big thing with him.
Is it big?
Well, it certainly looks like it is. Certainly does.
Well, maybe that's he now. Let me see. It is. It's Colonel Warden. Hi, Al.
Hello, Fred.
Welcome.
How are you?
Come on in. I'm just
nice
great.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. Nice to see you again. Fred, I can only stay a moment because I have a flight to catch, but I wanted to bring the moon rock by for you to see and show your friends.
You mean it's in here?
Yes, it's in here.
Is that its own case?
Well, yes, that's it. That's
Boy,
the case that it
be
comes
big.
In.
Big.
Well,
come on to the
you'll
kitchen.
See. You'll see.
Certainly anxious to see this moon rock.
I know you are. We've looked forward to this for quite a while.
Let me take it out of the case here for you. Fred, if you'll hold the case, I'll pull it out.
Do you need any of these other things?
There. No, we'll just show it in its case there.
Look,
and that's a moon rock.
The thing inside.
Yes.
Wow. It looks like a piece of sliced meatloaf or something.
It certainly does.
Really does.
How old is it?
Mr. McFeely, I'd say the rock was maybe 4 billion years old.
4 billion,
that's a long time ago.
Was it cut? Did somebody cut it?
It's been cut, Fred, yes. The other half's being looked at by scientists to see what's in the rock and what it's made of.
I wonder.
To give us some history of the moon.
Why, this was so smooth here. Take a careful look at that rock from the moon. Sure would like to be able to reach in and get it.
Oh, I'd like to be able to touch it too, but we keep it in this case so that we won't have air get to the rock because we're not really sure what air would do to it. You know, it was on the moon, which doesn't have any air around it, doesn't have an atmosphere, and we're a little bit concerned what would happen to the rock if it came in contact with air. So that's why it's in this case.
I have some stones of my own.
Oh, yes, there's an earth rock, and it looks somewhat like this rock, but, of course, the interesting thing about the moon rock is that the moon rock you see here is exactly the same as it was when it was first formed 4 billion years ago. The rock you have from Earth there has probably been changed dozens of times because the surface of the Earth constantly turns over because of the erosion, because of the atmosphere, because of rain, because of volcanoes that we have here on Earth. They keep changing the surface of the Earth. And that rock's probably been changed many, many times since it was first formed.
You mean it's even the rocks we find here are billions of years old?
Oh, yes. They're probably billions of years old. The Earth and the Moon were probably formed at about the same time. But, of course, this rock looked exactly like it did then.
So even some of the rocks along the road you just see are sometimes a billion years old or a million years old, right? That's right.
Fred, I would really like to stay longer, but I really must get this rock back. Some people in Houston want to use it.
We're mighty
so
glad.
So I really must be on the way.
It's certainly a fancy delivery.
I should say. Well, I like your kinds of deliveries too, Mr. McFeely.
Does
it fit right there?
Yeah.
Gee, thanks for that.
Oh, it's certainly
often
my pleasure,
wondered
Phil.
What they looked like.
I hope you enjoyed seeing
We're off the airport here. Now.
Okay, well, have
okay,
a good trip.
Mr. McFeely. Thank you.
You always bring fascinating things, Al Warden. I remember the last time we were in that kitchen, I think we were eating space food.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were.
Thanks
Fred,
very
it's my
much.
Pleasure. It's good to see you.
We'll hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
I wanted so much to be able to touch that thing. There it was in a case, all by itself, its own case. Something very precious to some people. I'm sure you've heard people say, you can look at it, but don't touch it. That's when something's precious to other people. Maybe a little like your favorite toy. You know, you want people to see it, but you don't want them feeling it and playing with it and taking it away from you. No. I like being with you this week. You and I do important things together and talk important talk together, you and I. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. Make up your own story about Al Warden and all the others going to the moon and Planet Purple this weekend. You have great ideas. Sure, I like you just the way you are. I'll be back next week.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.